almost forgot what I was doing. Almost forgot where I was going. I've been driving, I've been smoking. Almost forgot what I was doing. Almost forgot what I was drinking. What the hell have I been thinking? Now I'm just riding through the city. Now I'm just riding through the city. And ain't nobody rolling with me. And ain't nobody rolling with me.
Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Like, share, subscribe. Don't just peep. Like, share, subscribe. Dumpster Juice Radio. Add it to your iPhone, add it to your Android. Check in on your boys. Week 16 in the books, man. What a glorious day yesterday was. I enjoyed yesterday. What about yourself, BA?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, you don't sound too enthusiastic, Steeler fan. What's going on?
I mean, last time I checked, y'all done lost just as many as we lost. Why is you happy, though?
Last time I checked, we're in the sixth seed right now.
Yeah, you have. What that's going to determine? Sixth seed.
I'm just saying. I just want a chance to dance, you know.
Yeah, but you...
And we deserve it better than y'all do, because y'all...
Yeah, we can't y'all, win.
Y'all have a quarterback and whatnot. We
ain't going to beat nobody in the playoffs.
Who, us?
I said we ain't. So I ain't really care. I just wanted to make the pick bad. That we gave up for Minka. Right. That my goal was.
Is he still in the league?
Yeah, he's in the league.
What happened last 3 weeks with him?
I mean, he playing. Listen, long as that defense playing good,
defense
he
is great. There. Y'all defense is
don't worry about what he making plays or not. It ain't going to be your week every week. But that defense is holding people down. We just ain't got no cornerback. But for them Raven fans, I can't wait till the bottom fall out. It's going to hurt worse. Way worse. Ken Lee, I see you jabbing and taking a little jab.
Feeling pretty good, eh?
Feeling like he can kill a gnat with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
But guess what? When them playoffs get here and they lose, it's going to be beautiful. I just can't wait, man.
It's going to be a marvelous day, yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Man. Speaking of the Steelers, man, we start with them. The Jets went down there and Darnold, your boy, made a, who's it, Anderson? Robbie Anderson caught that pass?
Yeah, that was a tough catch.
That was a tough catch. Good cover by Joe Hayden right there. Safety got over a little bit late. But tough catch. Ball's in a spot that only his guy could have went and got it. I'm happy for that fluky touchdown because without that, how are they going
to
score?
That we held them to two measly field goals second half. We couldn't even score a point in the second half. That's crazy, like the squander this defense that we got.
Yeah, your boy Duck just pretty much gave the game to him.
I mean, I don't understand how they could look decent one week and then act like they ain't supposed to be on the field.
Yeah.
The next week.
And then the crazy thing about it is, man, even towards the end of the game, you guys still were in that game.
We had a chance. I mean, it's that close, man, to win that game. All we needed was a touchdown to win it.
And I say that, and it's like I always think about the Titans. I say, man, we barely lost to Buffalo. We lost to the Colts. We dropped the game here. We didn't play our stars, and not all the stars, but we didn't play Derrick Henry. Lost to the Saints today. All that doesn't matter. Like with y'all, I look the same thing because you literally could have beat Buffalo.
Nah, we just ain't got no quarterback.
If you had a quarterback.
We'd be 14-2 right now. We'd be 14. I know we would.
You would
all these games that we are close to, we
would
win.
Be just like the Titans, you would at minimum, at worst, have 11 wins right now.
No, we have more than 11 wins.
I'm just saying, man.
Listen, we got 7 wins now with these sorry quarterback.
What's going on with Juju, man?
Juju he's not a number one guy.
Can we definitively say that because
Ben knew he wasn't the number one guy.
He didn't have a whole year with Ben. He didn't have his chance to do what he didn't have a chance.
But he ain't a number one.
His body language ain't right. It just...
Listen, he hurt, but he hurt out there. Like, this is his first game back. Of course, he ain't in games.
I ain't judging on that game. I'm just talking about Juju, man, in general. Because I watched him the first few weeks before he got hurt, you know?
He just like, when he do, he fumbled that game. The last good game he played, we had that game won. And we went all the way down the field. And he lets the dude strip the ball out. And we lose that game.
He did that like two or three times this year already.
But I'm saying that's the one that really cost us the game.
Yeah.
I mean, those games you can't get back.
True. And that's when it bites you this time of the year right now. When you drop one of them games like that. You can't
get them games back.
Yep.
And Juju just not, to me, and I'm still a fan. To me, he need a co-pilot. Like, he ain't no number one star. He's a second tier receiver.
But you think it's right here. If you think he got a guy like, you think he always can be
he's really good player. He's not a guy that's drawing coverage.
He's, in a, that's the way it goes kind of way. He can be a really good dynamic player.
Alongside.
If he isn't dependent on being the dynamic player.
Right.
So when he has an AB, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah, okay.
That type.
That type of play. And there's a lot of guys like that. They just
a lot of players.
They're not built for the B1.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
They ain't built to be that top dude, you know?
Yeah, he's just not that guy.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. But that loss of playoffs, man, the AFC, we'll talk about it at the end. The playoff scenario right now is just crazy for everybody. Oakland is still alive, and it's a real possibility they could actually hit a 14 parlay and get in the playoffs on Sunday.
But it's actually the same way with y'all.
No, we're the only team in the AFC. We're the only team in this race. We're the only team out there right now that controls our own destiny. We're the only one left. We're the only one.
But that ain't saying much. Y'all done lost two games in a row.
That's true.
You're talking about controlling your own destiny. That's not saying much. Y'all stink. Told you y'all wasn't going to beat the Saints. Y'all wasn't going to beat them.
Time out. Stop there.
I told y'all you wasn't going to beat them.
Stop there. The floofy turnover against
Houston. We don't care about what happened in the game. I knew y'all was going to lose no matter which way, shape, fashion, or form. Y'all were going to lose, and y'all losing. That's it.
We lost the game. There's no excuses for it. We lost the game.
But there's no way.
Do the Saints beat us if Derrick Henry plays?
We don't want to hear nothing about nobody playing.
No, that's not an excuse. Look.
Yeah, they beat y'all regardless.
Okay. All right. That's your theory. You just hate this.
They beat y'all regardless. Y'all just not. There's no way that a team going to limp into the playoffs and expect to beat somebody.
Right. You got to be healthy. You got to be healthy.
No, I ain't talking about health. You got to be winning before you come in there.
You got to be healthy to be winning.
So who hurt? One person?
The best player on the team.
Oh, man. No. Don't bring that. No. Pittsburgh got on their third string quarterback.
And it puts you at a deficit.
Quarterback got hurt yesterday.
Yep.
Juju just got back. We not making no excuses for losing and winning.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Put them out there and play.
Okay, exactly. That's what you do. You put them out there and play.
Yesterday,
we were in a situation whereas, Derrick Henry played the week before, in which I honestly sit and say, this is why we lost the Houston game because of Derrick Henry.
Because he was hurt.
Yeah.
So he was out there, but he was hurt.
And then check this out. We go down there. Look, we go down there in Houston. You know how close that game was. We go down there in the red zone, and when he threw that interception that changed the whole entire game because, you know, we were rolling with him. So, yeah, I mean, there's no excuse about it or whatnot, but when you go play a game, your best player is in street clothes. Your two starting cornerbacks are out.
Man, listen, though. You can't make no excuses right now.
Who's making excuses?
You.
How?
Why are we talking about that?
You just talking about Juju being hurt.
I
can't say that.
No, I ain't talking about none of that. You brought that up.
You said.
I said that Juju. You asked what was wrong with Juju, and I said he hurt.
Yeah.
What's wrong with. But he was out there on the field. If you listen.
At this time of year,
you can't show up on the field for your team in December.
You don't need to be there.
You hurt. You got to be hurt. So he was hurt. It's just what it is.
I mean, I understand that. We banged up too. I get your pain.
But
you banged up.
No, I'm saying you can't make no excuses for being a loser.
I ain't making no excuses. We gotta win on Sunday. Everything else don't even
matter. You gotta win. Ain't nobody finna.
So the point of what we were saying about the entire thing was we are the only team that owns the winning end. Nobody else owns that.
What you mean?
We're the only team left.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we got that. But y'all ain't won in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that ain't saying much.
All we gotta do is
you controlling your own destiny, but that ain't saying much.
If we'd have won yesterday.
We're not talking about if scenario.
You like to say that. No, if we would have won yesterday.
Okay, so if Pittsburgh would have won last week, and then if Pittsburgh would have won this week, y'all wouldn't even have a chance to be in the playoffs.
Bottom line.
So then we can't talk about if. Pittsburgh. There's no scenario for if.
Injuries play a part. Pittsburgh had the easiest path to the playoffs, and they lost to the Jets, and that ruined it. It opened it out the door for us because no matter what we
did. By percentage points, not by nothing else.
Right. And you know what? It's so crazy about that. The tiebreakers are so jacked up. You know why y'all flipped on us? I bet you don't even know.
Yeah, because it's an AFC loss.
That's it.
Yeah, I know what
that's
it is.
That's crazy.
I know about this, but I ain't talking about that. We are a team. We a team that's just fighting. We not going to do nothing. We not going to no Super Bowl. We don't even have Super Bowl aspirations. Mike Tomlin did a heck of a job coaching this year. I'm satisfied. All I wanted was that pick to be bad. I wanted that pick not to be top five.
Wanted to kill that pick off of them.
Yeah, I'm good. Now we got a good player for a, 15, 16, 17 pick in the draft, maybe? Right outside the playoffs. So, what playoffs start by 17, 16, 15, right? Somewhere in there. 12, 13, 14, 15.
Nah, the playoff teams will be on down probably.
12. It's 12 playoff spots.
Yeah,
so
playoff teams
will be right there on the outside.
Right.
Well, actually,
that pick is going to be worse because you finish season 8-8. That pick's probably going to be like 18th, 19th, somewhere right down there.
No, but if we win and go 9-7, then it actually might be worse too.
Yeah.
But if y'all lose and we win, we'll get in the playoffs. And that ain't a stretch by nobody's imagination. Because y'all stink. Y'all ain't won a game in 2 weeks.
You love to just say, y'all go to the Jets. Y'all stink.
No, but
y'all terrible.
No, but
y'all trash.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Y'all ain't won a game in 2 weeks.
We have not. That's true.
In December.
That's true.
So, no matter what y'all do Sunday, you one and done in the playoffs.
I'm fearful of us
because y'all ain't beat nobody.
The Titans and
you can't limp.
We don't play well against.
But
Deshaun
you can't
Watson.
Limp into the playoffs and expect to beat a playoff team.
But you're right.
And you can't. You there's no way you can honestly think that I can lose two out of my last three games, go into the playoffs, and I'm going to Super Bowl. No, it's not going to happen. You know that.
You just want a chance at the dance, yeah?
But you're not going to win nothing.
It ain't happen.
No, hell no.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm on record.
No, now if you was
you talk about that last two losses. We've lost two in a row. Yeah. Sunday didn't even matter. No matter what we did on Sunday, it didn't matter. This week's matter. If we'd have won on Sunday, it still wouldn't have mattered.
Bullshit. If you'd have won this Sunday just passed, you wouldn't even have to worry about this week. You can wreck your starters, do whatever you got to do, get people healthy. You wouldn't even have to worry about this game. Because you'd have had the tiebreaker over us, and you'd have been one game up. So, you would have won the playoffs. You would have been in the playoffs.
Stop it.
So, don't say that this game that just Sunday didn't matter.
Well, I'm glad I said it because you didn't pay attention to what's going on. If we would have won yesterday, and y'all lost yesterday,
you was in.
It still comes down to this week.
No, it don't.
But you still have a chance to tie us.
No, Dez, listen.
I'm a Titan fan. I know this.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, you was in.
If we won, we were not in.
Yeah, yes, you would.
No, we were.
Y'all, the tiebreaker, y'all got the tiebreaker over us. Because we lost that last game to the Jets. We was going to have more losses than y'all.
Okay. You're still not listening. If we won yesterday and lost to the Texans, the same scenario applies, B.A.
No, they talked about that. The scenario, if y'all win, we lose, y'all in.
This week?
No, last week.
No, the whole time.
Y'all lost with us, so that's why y'all got to win this week.
No, I'm going to tell you how it happens. We need to split with the Texans. We need to sweep the Texans to win the division. We need to split with the Texans and have y'all lose one of the last two to get in the playoffs. So, just as it is right now, if we were to go and we were to lose to, say, if we lost to the if we lost to the Texans on Sunday, y'all lose to the who y'all got?
The Ravens.
Y'all lose to the Ravens on Sunday. And then the if Oakland wins, and I want to say the Chargers,
nah.
Oakland will get in the playoffs.
Listen, Oakland. So if Oakland win,
we lose, y'all lose, and the Colts win, Oakland's in the playoffs. They jump all of us.
Yeah.
You ain't think about this. You
that ain't looked at it. That ain't gonna happen though.
Yeah.
That ain't happening, man.
Okay.
That's not gonna happen.
Could y'all lose to the Ravens?
No, we gonna lose to the Ravens.
Could we lose to the Texans?
I want to lose to the Ravens.
Can we lose to the Texans? Yes.
No, they not going to be playing for nothing.
Ravens ain't playing for nothing. That's the scenario.
But they still can beat us with their backups because we got sorry quarterbacks.
Yeah, your quarterback can't move
ball. Yeah, we ain't. We going to lose that game regardless.
But no, if we'd have beat the Saints, I promise you, we weren't in the playoffs. We weren't in the playoffs. It comes down to week 17, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Y'all gonna be living into the playoffs, and y'all gonna be first exit out of there.
You can say that, but I know for a fact that we can beat anybody in the AFC.
Can be and gonna be is two different things.
You know we can beat New England. We can beat Baltimore. We can beat Kansas City.
Can be and gonna be is two. No, I mean you're a fan wishing up on a star, but reality is reality. You're not beating nobody in the playoffs.
Who gonna beat us?
Every team that's in there.
Kansas City gonna beat us again? Gonna beat us?
Man, every around? Team in there gonna beat y'all. Y'all ain't beat nobody. You're not playing good ball. You're not even winning. So how you expect to come in the playoffs and just jump up and win?
Okay. All right.
That's like us. We ain't gonna beat nobody if we get in there.
Man, listen. I could put Phillip Rivers on the Steelers right now and y'all could run the
team. Man, you put Phillip Rivers on the Steelers and we'd probably be worse than what we is. We stink, man.
But as good as defense y'all have, Phillip Rivers will be enough to get y'all 2-3 more wins.
It doesn't matter by how good your defense is. It's about win and loss.
True.
Y'all done lost 2 in a row. We done lost 2 in a row. And that's what the problem is. We were supposed to at least win against
y'all had the AFC.
We should have lost last the NFC game and then lost to the Cardinals, and then, but we won this Jet game, and we would still have a tiebreaker over y'all.
Yeah. So if y'all win on Sunday, and the only way y'all can get in is winning and us losing.
Right. Y'all got to lose.
Yeah.
See, if we'd have just lost to the Cardinals, then won against the Jets, if y'all lost and we lost, we still get in. And the Raiders. Well, I don't know about the Raiders tiebreaker, but I ain't worried about that. I'm not concerned about the playoffs. Well, you can't limp into the playoffs and expect to win in game. That's just the bottom line.
Man, listen.
Limping into the playoffs is what y'all doing.
Anything can happen if you get in there, man.
No, that's it ain't. Thing. You ever known a team to be losing game, and then go in the playoffs and start winning? No. Most teams that win in the playoffs are teams that's on a win streak going in. And I ain't talking about no 9-game, no 11-game winning streak like the Ravens. They going to die hard in the playoffs. I'm talking about.
You can't limp in, you can't win in. You can't do nothing.
No, I'm talking about you got to be done 1-4-5 like the Chiefs. See how the Chiefs are crunk up?
Peaking at the right time.
Peaking at the right time. Yeah. The Ravens aren't peaking. The Ravens been peaking for 2 months.
They done won 11 in a row.
They done won 11 games in a row. You know they finna lose
again. So when they get some adversity, it's going to be like, they ain't going to handle it because they ain't had it.
That's what I'm saying. The Chiefs.
The Steelers, they grabbed the number six seed with a win over the Ravens and the Titans lost to the Texans. They can also get in if they lose. If they lose to Baltimore, as long as Tennessee, Jacksonville, and Oakland lose, which is all realistic. The Raiders, if they beat the Broncos and the Ravens, Texans, and Colts, all win, Oakland will get in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I don't care about no scenarios. We're not talking about no scenarios.
In that scenario, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Tennessee will all have 8-8, 500 records, and share a 3-way tie. The tiebreaker will come down to strength of victory, and the Raiders would own that advantage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's crazy that Seattle loses. they can go beat the Niners and still not get the top seed. Mm-hmm. And I hope it happens, because if they beat the Niners, I think, what, the Vikings get the top seed? No, the Packers get the top seed. Mm-hmm. And no, they don't deserve the top seed.
Yeah, but it don't really matter.
God, that's crazy.
It's going to be hard to go to Green Bay and win, though. That's just that stigma. It's going to be bad weather. You know what time.
Going to the Lambeau this time. This time, it's that pressure get the building up on you a little bit, don't it?
They know what they're doing over there. In that weather.
Man. Speaking of that weather in Green Bay, golly, what was the Jets thinking? They should have hired Mike McCarthy instead of Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Why didn't hire that dude, man?
They played pretty good Sunday, though.
Man, I just don't get that. I honestly don't get that. Wow.
Mike McCarthy should get a job in house. He might be the next coach for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, that's getting tossed out there. Most definitely. You watch any of the Saints Titans game?
I watched the whole game.
Did you?
I watched y'all get beat. Them boys came back and smothered y'all. Smothered and covered. Just like that Walmart.
You know what I was disappointed in the game is we gave up those right at halftime, we gave the long run. Then we gave up another quick pass to Cook down the sideline. Our defense gave up a big old play, then I said, dang, we don't have our two star cornerbacks out there.
Nah, there you go. Man, make an excuse. Man, you lost, man. Come on.
You love to say anything I say is an excuse. I'm not making an excuse.
But you keep every time you talk about a loss, you bring up somebody being hurt.
Every time you talk about Steelers, you talk about how great of a job Mike Tomlin's done without a quarterback.
But that's the truth.
The truth is we didn't play with a starting quarterback yesterday.
No, but that's not... That's
our best player.
No, yeah. No.
If our best player is on the field, does that give us an opportunity to win?
No.
Stop it, man.
No, you can't consider yourself a good team, then fall back on, oh, my team ain't got their cornerback. We ain't got our running back. You was in here talking to us last week on the podcast, talking about what you were going to do to the Saints, and then you got popped.
And then I woke up to the Derrick Henry being in that.
No, you got popped. All that was last week.
We got popped.
Yeah. You got popped. Ain't nothing you can say. It's over with.
Derrick Henry,
you got popped.
We beat him. But it's all good. Saints fans, good game. Y'all won. Michael Thomas caught 100 balls.
Bow out gracefully.
He did all his thing. He is the top receiver that's ever done it. You know, y'all know I'm not a Michael Thomas fan. Scored a touchdown yesterday on us. Just a straight slant.
Man, breaking records on y'all.
Slant, cross the field. Just slant. Like, I'm only decent. If I was a defense coordinator, Michael Thomas would not do nothing against me. I don't care what everybody else did. You ain't going to slant me to death. And he keeps doing it every week. Mm-hmm. Every week. He's a physical guy. He gets off the ball. He runs short route. He didn't stretch the field, but he does. He's good at what he does. Mm-hmm. He's a 10-catch, 100-yard guy. Mm-hmm. Ain't no after the run, after the catch. Ain't none of that, but, you know, it is what it is. He does what he does. He's a good player. Can't knock it. Any other year, without the hype of Lamar Jackson, Michael Thomas is probably MVP of the league, man. Mm-hmm. So, you got to give respect what respect's due. Michael Thomas is a monster.
Man, I'm going to play the violin on you.
I'm just saying. Jaguars, Minshew.
They sting. It's over.
Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Why they wait till the end to start balling?
Because that's what they do. Ain't nothing on the line, man. Ain't no pressure.
Start balling at the end of the year, man.
Ain't no pressure, so get what? That's what it is.
Cleveland Browns is a... The Browns are a... Like, is it realistic for us to say the Browns are a mess given the fact of how terrible they were last year, the year before that? They signed Odell and get a couple players, and everybody was crazy. I mean, I said this. I was like, that's crazy. Why are they talking Super Bowl talk for the Cleveland Browns? And then you hire Freddie Kitchens as the coach. What do you do to fix the Cleveland Browns, Bill?
I don't know. I don't know, because there's some turmoil over there right now.
Got good players, don't they?
Yeah, they got good players.
Is it going to work with Baker Mayfield is what I'm asking.
I don't know. Send him to Pittsburgh. We'll see.
Oh, so you're still on Mayfield. Gotcha.
Mayfield ain't the problem.
Who the problem?
I don't know. But
what's the problem over there in Cleveland?
I have no idea. If I knew, I know if I knew something, they know. And I ain't the smartest person in the world, so.
It just looks to me like when I watch Mayfield, he's like struggling. He's patting his, he's like, he's not comfortable. It's like he doesn't have a really good idea of what he's doing out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He ain't a confident-looking quarterback. You know what I'm saying? He don't go out there and just ensure you a drive. He just don't do it. And then when he does throw a touchdown, if you look at the touchdown he threw yesterday, it's always just one of those, like, fluky kind of plays. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing smooth.
I'll take it.
You'll take anything right now with Duck Hodges as your quarterback.
Yeah,
he's Lamar Jackson, man, just a ball player, man.
Yeah, he's a ball player.
I like Lamar Jackson. I like Patrick Mahomes because guess what? They don't do anything conventional. They just get in the backyard, draw the play up in the dirt, and go play ball. You get open, I'm going to get it to you. That's how Mahomes plays, man.
Yeah, Lamar don't play like that.
Mahomes ain't got no, ain't nothing drop back, straight backs, five step, three step, seven step drop back.
Lamar Jackson just drop back and act like he finna run and then throw the ball to the tight end.
Everybody bites on it.
They playing for the run. That's all it is. They playing him for the run. That's why he getting all that passing.
Have you ever
seen him throw something and a dude ain't
wide open?
Right.
It's wide open.
So
the linebacker biting on it. They biting. Yeah, they biting for the fake every time.
Yeah, that's all it is.
They are wide open. It's working. Open.
But what about when somebody say, I'm dropping back in coverage? Or I'm gonna not let
I'm
you
I'm gonna say this right here. In the playoffs, you gotta put that ball on the numbers. You can't just throw it anywhere because dude's so wide open he can make an adjustment to catch it. In the playoffs, you gotta put that ball on the numbers. Don't you think?
Listen, man. The receivers is not gonna be that wide open in the playoffs.
No, not at all. Not at all. Carolina Panthers, what's going on there? Remember they wanted to run Cam out of town when Cal had them four wins?
Man, but what happened? Bottom of them fell out.
I bet you can't get a bid in on Cam Newton right now, Cam.
They ain't trying to trade Cam.
I bet you can't get a bid in on Cam.
They ain't trying to trade Cam Newton.
The media killed Cam Newton off, right? He was out of there, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
No, ain't happening, man. It definitely ain't happening. And Jacoby, I don't know, he's an enigma, man.
Yep.
He can play and look terrible, then he'll show up and look great. I don't understand that. What's going on with that? But Andrew Luck, somebody better get on the horn and get Andrew Luck back out there. If I'm an organization, I'm putting the call on Andrew Luck if I need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Had a year off. I think the coach should have did this year. Say, hey, Andrew, you know what? Take half the year off. We'll see you in week 8. He walked, man. But yeah, I'm calling. I'm talking to his agent. I'm somebody. The Bengals like to screw up the number one pick yesterday with the Dolphins.
I know.
Took them to overtime.
Yeah.
Well, the Dolphins let them catch a Hail Mary to tie the game up.
They weren't trying to win.
They were shocked they got the Hail Mary. Yeah. It made sure they gave them an opening touchdown drive to start overtime, didn't it?
That owner called, hey.
Hey, loosen up. Soft coverage.
Yeah, get them, man. We don't want to win.
So walked it down there, Ben. Walked down there and got a touchdown. Ball game.
Hey, we don't want this game.
What are you doing? Crazy, crazy, crazy. Your boy showed up a little bit yesterday, man. 5 touchdowns, Dane Jones. But I tell you what, old Haskins improving every week, man.
Yeah, but they owner also said don't go back out there.
Because he's the future.
No, I'm just saying. He told him don't go back out there, so he didn't go back out there.
Yep. Pulled it off. They got to win. Detroit Lions, Matt Patricia, them, he's gone. Don't you think? Black Monday's coming for him.
Who?
Matt Patricia.
Now they'll get him on.
Him and GM need to get out of there. Huh?
He white. He'll get one more. Only the black quads get one.
Like our boy out in the...
Black coaches get one.
Out of San Diego?
1 or 2 years.
San Diego?
Nah, Wilkes. Remember Wilkes? One year?
1 year with the Cardinals.
Yeah, 1 year. Like the Cardinals on. Expected.
Josh Rose. You dabbed with Josh Rose.
Yeah, so it's a difference.
Oh, no. Worse than that. What's old boy from... The Broncos, same thing. The black dude from Broncos, 1 year.
Yeah.
Out of there, gone.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I can see his face, I can't think of his name. Out of there, he had 1 year.
Yeah.
Man, Patricia.
Nah, ain't laying, is
it? Detroit's lost, no, that win, it'll come to me before the end of this podcast. Detroit's lost 8 in a row.
Yeah, they supposed to, though.
Free fall, you gotta fire him and the GM.
Yeah, but the GM is more at fault than the coach. Quarterback, he ain't been losing ever since quarterback went out. Pittsburgh is the same. It's just you ain't got no quarterback, they ain't playing.
It's hard to win.
Hard to win.
Phillip Rivers and those Chargers, man. Lost to the Raiders yesterday.
Hey, you talking about Phillip Rivers.
I'm saying he would be at any, I'm not saying I'm going to support Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers is trash.
Yeah, but he
Philip Rivers might not even get in the Hall of Fame.
Philip Rivers on your team right now gives you 3 more wins.
No, I don't think so.
I know so.
No.
With that defense y'all got, man, anybody.
Man, no.
Lance Pearson will get y'all another win.
No, man.
That's a lie.
Shit, we got Lance Pearson on him. That's the problem right
now. Kyler Murray.
He tough, man.
Yeah?
He gonna be a problem. I'm gonna get him one more year and he gonna be a super problem.
Dude's a video game freak.
Yeah, he's gonna be a problem.
And he got a cannon, man.
Yeah, he got it. He's an athlete.
That dude is gonna be a
ain't
stud.
No different from him than Lamar Jackson.
He is gonna be a stud.
No, but ain't no different from him than Lamar Jackson.
That's the difference.
No, he passed way better than Lamar.
There you go.
Yeah.
He make all the throws.
Yeah.
Deep outs, no problem. Golly.
Well, I can't wait till them Ravens get knocked.
In Seattle, what's going on with them, man? Like, no running game now.
Man, it's how Russell Wilson. Everything's on his
shoulders. No running game. All the running backs are hurt. Everybody's done.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch will be signed by the end of the day. He'll be at practice.
It's all the running backs are hurt. Marshawn Lynch is coming. And everything's still on the shoulders of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because Marshawn's not going to know the play. He ain't going to, well, he'll know some of the language. Now. He ain't in shape. He ain't in game shape. He finna go, but he's going to capitalize, which is smart. Because if he can give me $3 million to go just play a game or two, because we're going to get knocked out. If you're going to give me $3 million to do that, why would I not go pick that up? It don't matter how bad I look, does it, B.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Collect the money. My career is done. My legacy is intact. Go collect $3
million. Nah, his legacy ain't intact. They call the man up. They know the man ain't in shape. Just as long as he look good in his uniform.
That's it.
That's it.
Why you say his legacy's not intact?
But it's not intact because they know he's not in... They know he's not going to be Marshawn Lynch.
I'm saying Marshawn Beast Mode, his legacy is already done. They just getting him.
Oh.
He just a name to come show up and look, just play the part, look the part.
Yeah.
Make it look like they got a chance.
They just want him to be able to fit in his uniform.
That's it. I say he's not in shape. He's not working out like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be in game shape. You can't. Because you ain't played.
No, I mean, yeah. But you don't have to be in game shape. And just hand the ball out to him a few times.
Ain't going
out
there, he just going out there and just showing up for a game. He's just going clocking in, working a job, and going home.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, happens. He ain't got no dog in the hunt. If he go out there and fumble, they go out there and lose. Don't matter him. Just give me my check, right? Man dies after being shot by a Mississippi police officer. Just came across my phone. Mm-hmm. Chiefs and the Bears. Trubisky put up 3 points yesterday.
You was all on that. You was all on the Trubisky hype train, wasn't you?
Well, I said if he won this game right here, he would shut up a lot of the naysayers, including me. Mm-hmm. And I said I was going to back him because I felt like he had turned the corner the last few weeks. No. They got mauled. It was a mauling.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a mauling. Tonight, man, Monday Night Football. We got the Green Bay Packers indoors at the Vikings. Vikings -5.5. Kind of disrespectful on that line, don't you think?
Well, you know.
Kind of disrespectful on that line, if we're being perfectly honest.
Dang.
Yeah. You remember when they opened the season up?
What? With what?
Green Bay beat them by 5, opening the season.
Oh, okay.
But so, now the line is saying the 11-3 Packers at the Vikings, Vikings -5.5.
Oh, yeah. It's a good Packer game, huh? I load up on them Packers.
I don't think there's any kind of way that if I was a betting man, which I know a lot of people are, and this is what y'all listening to, this is what you want, I would have a hard time not taking the 5.5 points.
Taking them?
Yeah.
Taking the Packers and the points.
Yeah, they're giving the Packers 5.5.
That's why I load up on them.
I have a hard time not taking those 5.5 points.
I load up on them.
Division games, always a dog fight.
Mm-hmm.
Packers beat them last time. You're in Minnesota. I would give a 3-point advantage to Minnesota being at home, yada, yada, yada. But Packers are playing for they still got a chance for number 1 overall seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to this game to lay there. You know? I'm taking the 5.5 points, man.
Yeah, I'm going to take
them. I'm taking the 5.5 points. I'm going to go 28-24 Packers to win outright.
I'm going to take 28-21 Packers to win outright.
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 So I already see him winning outright and ain't get the points. Got a banged up Cook over there. Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football. All that plays into it. I'm taking the Packers.
He won a game on Monday night last time I checked.
Taking the Packers. Easy money. 28-24 Packers, BACS 28-21.
Like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah. If you go bet the Vikings down there, you better know something I don't know.
Yeah, you better be in on it.
They could win the game, but I wouldn't put a dime on it. Ain't no way. No way possible, man. So who do you see right now? Week 16 is in the books. Week 17 is coming up. Titans have to win to get in. The Eagles. Nah, we didn't talk about the Eagles before. I didn't get to that. Let's talk about the Eagles and the Cowboys. Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys have controlled their own destiny pretty much this whole season. Cowboys are now sitting at 7-8. Under .500.
All the way to the well and don't even get the drink. All the way to the well. Pass out right before they get to the well.
There's not a fan on earth that should be more hurt than a Cowboy fan right now, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just for the simple fact that they did all that 100 miles of running. Just like my boy Joe Land wrecked his car right there on the hill.
Drove all the way home. Wrecked it right in the front door.
Right at the front door. Fell asleep in the front yard and ran in the ditch. Two houses down.
Made it home. All the danger you could have possibly came across. Made it all the way home and wrecked 20 yards from the house.
20 yards from the house.
What even on the highway?
Wasn't even on the highway.
Neighborhood street.
Had done fought that sleep all the way to the house. Then pass out right at the house. Boy, I tell you.
Yep. So, that long crossing route. Caught that crossing route from the other side of the field, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. The Cowboy fans, man, like, I don't even know who you get angry at, because today, I'm going to go ahead and say, everyone is killing Dak Prescott. They're saying that Dak Prescott can't win a game, and he's
losing lost yesterday. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yada, yada, yada.
The man hurt.
Oh, and they said, don't use that excuse because you're the quarterback, you're out there. Don't try to say you couldn't make throws because your shoulders hurt. Why you out there if you hurt? Yada. They're killing Dak Prescott. But my thing is, Dallas is in a situation to where they have to pay Dak. Still, don't they? Mm-hmm. You still got to pay him, but now you're not going to feel good about paying him. Mm-hmm. So when they pay him, then you're going to get mad because you gave the money to Dak. Like, I don't understand what's going on in Dallas. I don't understand Dak and his strategy with his agent and stuff. Why has he played this whole season BA with no contract? Why?
Because they doing what they wanted to do. Downgrade his year. Now they feel like they don't.
Why is his agent allowing him to play this whole entire year with no contract?
Man, listen, we said it from jump street.
He's dumb.
He dumb.
And I'm not saying, like, you know.
And his agent is even dumber than him.
I don't understand. Unless they have a backroom deal that we don't know about.
He should have stayed overseas. He
should have been in Cabo where Zeke was at.
Yeah.
No, he should have went with Zeke to Cabo.
And hell out together.
Together. Been a package deal.
Right.
Make the Cowboys say, hey, your season over with, or pay both of us.
Right.
As a matter of fact, could have made it even worse. Mark could have went down there with him.
Ain't no lost leverage now.
So,
well, we didn't win with you.
What we need
ain't
you
gonna
for?
Make the playoff with you.
What we need you for?
Okay.
We're gonna offer you 20. We're gonna offer you 4 years, $80 million. Take it or leave.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Dak will just sign it now.
I believe so too.
Which is, you know, great money, $20 million a year. But still, man, like, why did you go through this year and not get that contract?
See, I don't understand. See, that quarterback stuff is all about leverage.
Yeah, and it's leverage.
You remember the money Flacco got?
Yes.
Because he won Super Bowl.
Won Super Bowl, and Pashadi went to him and said, hey, I did a blank check, and that's what Pashadi gave him.
Yeah. And you know he wasn't no good.
And Joe Flacco, they were ready to run Joe Flacco out of the league.
He got hot. He got a hot stretch.
And it happened.
Yeah.
He had two. No, it wasn't one stretch. It was 2 years.
No, that playoff run. Remember,
he was unbelievable.
He was like 14 touchdowns, no interceptions.
He was unbelievable. But do you remember
that one playoff run?
Do you remember the year before that playoff run?
Yeah, but that one playoff run, that way he threw like 14 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah, he was.
That's
good.
The year he got the money.
He did. He was good the year before, and the dude dropped that ball in the end zone.
Yeah, but that, I'm talking about that one run got him that money.
Look at this right here, man. Look at this play.
All it took was one straw to break the camel's back.
So, what's your thought on Amari Cooper.
He wasn't mentally in the game.
He was not in the game yesterday, was he?
He wasn't in the game.
I don't understand that, man. His effort wasn't there. His body language wasn't there.
He wasn't in no rhythm. Like.
And what kind of dude is he as a number one when it's 4th-and-1, season on the line, last play of the game against the Eagles, he's on the sideline.
Right.
In the play, he let – with T.O., would
– You would have to fight T.O. not to let him in on that play.
Okay. With Odell, with Ocho Cinco, with Julio Jones, with Michael Thomas, with – A.B., would any of the top guys not have been in on that play on 4th down, B.A.?
No, of course not.
And let me go a step further. Would any of the top guys not have been in on that play on 4th down and not have that play on 4th down designed to go to the top guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a top. He's just like Juju.
They threw the ball to Joe Gallup.
Listen.
They threw the ball to Gallup.
That dude is just like Juju. They are number two receivers.
3rd-and-1. You got a $90 million running back. You know what Dallas did twice yesterday?
Pass. They are very good number two receivers. Man. But they're not number one receivers.
Dallas Cowboys, I'm breaking down for you right here. With your plays yesterday, you ran, you had 60 plays.
But one thing.
44 passes, 16 runs. That's stupid with a $90 million running back.
But we definitely know how to work it now. Pay your quarterback, let the receiver go. He's not no big time receiver.
As far as the dynamics in Dallas?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't play without a quarterback, so you gotta have a quarterback and you can't take your chance trying to go get somebody else. Dak may not be great and all this stuff, but
you can always add a good receiver somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to overpay for
one. You ain't gotta overpay for Amari Cooper.
No. And I wouldn't even franchise him.
That yesterday was pathetic, man.
I would franchise Dak. I wouldn't even franchise him. If you want to walk.
With Amari?
Yeah. You see the value of him right there. He's not valuable. He's not.
And there's teams that are going to want him, but I'd take him in Tennessee.
I wouldn't take him in Pittsburgh.
There's teams that are going to want him, but you're not going to go. You don't want to raise your eyebrows.
You finna give him the money he want in Tennessee. You'll do it.
No, I don't want to. No. No.
Everybody will take him for a discount.
Yeah, because.
But I'm saying, would you give him number one receiver money in Tennessee?
Wouldn't give him number two money.
Well, he deserved number two money.
I wouldn't give him number two money. You know why? Because I just watched that guy sit on the sideline on the final play.
Yeah, you'd have to fight T.O. and get that. To have him not in on that play, you'd have had to fight T.O. to get him out
the game. Hey, T.O., hey, Randy Moss. Hey, y'all sit on the sideline. We're going to run this last play.
Yeah. Don't even have him out there for a decoy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Julio Jones, sit this one out.
Hey, buddy, sit it out.
Ridley been playing pretty good. We're going to throw it to Ridley. Yeah. Boy, you have to kill that dude, man. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Michael Thomas, we're going to throw this ball to we're going to throw it to Ben Watson. You sit out. Mm-hmm. Do you think that'll fly in New Orleans?
No.
What would the Saints fans be doing today if that happened right now? Man, they'd be going crazy.
Michael Thomas ain't in on the last play. And they lose the play.
They going crazy with New Orleans. Right. They going crazy everywhere. Wiggins, Gulfport, they burning everything down. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way. Randy Collins going to burn the whole world down.
Sky's falling.
Yeah, sky's falling. Run. So, does Jason Garrett keep his job?
That's a...
I can't give you an answer.
Jason Garrett on death row.
Been on there for a while, though, B.A.
Nah, he's on it now. He's a dead man walking.
They finna, he on Green Mile now.
Yeah, he's old. That's like that. It's no other thing you can do but fire him and go get Mike McCarthy.
All right, wrapping up football, man. Who's gonna get a knock at the door from the executioner on Black Monday?
Who?
Who's gonna get a knock on their front door from the executioner, the Grim Reaper, on Black Monday?
Cowboys.
So Jason Garrett.
First, he's gonna be the first one fired.
Who next?
Let's see. I might go with the Detroit Lions.
Patricia.
And then
Adam Lynn?
No.
I don't think he needs to lose his job.
Nah, he's staying. He gotta go.
But I think he's gonna lose his job.
But the first one. Nah, I'ma take it back. I'm going to do everybody a favor. Cleveland Browns first.
Freddie Kitchens, there you go.
He's first. Then Cowboy. In that order. Yeah, Lee, yeah, Fred, the Chargers coach, he gonna get it whether he want it or not.
Yeah.
He just ain't gonna see it coming.
It's a tough break.
He going into the courtroom
thinking he got, you know, thinking everything all good.
Thinking they gonna give him a slap on the wrist and then they give him the chair.
They offer him a plea, but they're not gonna go through with it.
Yeah.
I think the first one that gets called on Black Monday is Freddie Kitchens, no doubt about it, from Cleveland.
But it's a close second.
The next one,
Jason Garrett. It ain't no other way.
The next one,
Jason Garrett.
I can't even go there yet because guess what? Jason Garrett still might get in the playoff. He still might make the playoff.
But him getting in the playoff, that's still gonna save his job.
What if he get in the playoffs and win the NFC?
It's not gonna happen. You ain't limping into the playoff. Keep telling you, you're not finna be losing and then jump in the playoffs and think, oh, this switch is turned on. No, you don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Freddie Kitchens, Matt Patricia in Detroit. Then my third guy that gets the axe is gonna be Dan Quinn in Atlanta.
But you gotta look.
He's got talent. He's had talent. He's had a better team. I think he gets
it. Nah, I already said he was safe.
Quinn?
Yeah, they already said it. But this is what you think. Those are the ones that's blatantly obvious. What about the left hook that you don't see coming?
Don't see coming.
Somebody's going to get fired that we not expecting to get
Shermer's,
fired.
They died out on Shermer in New York, but how's he going to, like...
He can't make it.
He ain't a good coach, man.
He ain't a good coach.
He's just not a good coach. It just really ain't. Why, like you said, I mean, it comes down to it. And people don't like that. And like people get on, you know how people.
What you talking about Washington?
Well, they got the young guy. They fired a coach already this year.
You think he gonna make it?
I think that.
You know they didn't want all that shit with not wanting Haskins and all that them bought over.
But they got.
They
got
to get their own people in there or something. Something's going to have to change. Either he's going to buy into Haskins or they're going to get rid of him. Because the owner likes him because he's saying don't go back out there.
Yeah, but the coach that didn't like Haskins is gone. And Gruden. Jay Gruden.
Right.
He's gone.
So?
The people that, the assistants and stuff that was under Jay Gruden, that was also with that regime of not liking it, I would get them out.
The coach didn't draft Haskins.
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna want his grocers. If he gonna do the job, he gonna want to cook in front of the grocers.
So
that
job is open.
That job might be. I'm just saying that. Yeah, might be I didn't think about jobs. It. Yeah.
But
that,
you know, every,
that you ain't gonna see
every Black Monday. It is a left hook. Somebody gonna get it, and
yeah,
it's gonna be coming. It's gonna come
out. Just like how we got Rivera. We didn't expect nobody to fire Rivera.
Right.
He got fired before the season was out.
Yep.
When that should have been Garrett.
Mid-season, a guy that went to the Super Bowl. Garrett ain't been to the Super Bowl. Garrett ain't won a play. Garrett, he won one playoff
game. There's certain ways you handle things, and that ain't work. So it's going to be somebody that we ain't expecting going to get fired.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to pick somebody that possibly be a duck goose, a lame duck. We know the lame ducks, but I'm trying to get somebody that I just think is going to be somebody like Washington.
Somebody you're not expecting.
Yeah, because, like, they got some turmoil over there. They didn't want that quarterback. The new coach didn't draft the quarterback. So somebody got to get on the same page going
you
forward.
You know what, B.A.? Now that you said that thing about Washington, it makes sense because why the hell else is the owner making a phone call to make sure the quarterback don't go in the game during the game? Because he know. They don't care. He ain't that guy. Him getting hurt is the owner had to make a call.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. That was suspicious.
Wow.
So I'm trying to think of something that might just ease up. Like, it might break.
Jacksonville comes out and says they want Doug Marrone back.
Yeah, but wanting and getting him is two different things.
The owner said it, though. Him and the GM.
Well, he's back.
Pat Shermer.
They done got rid of the problem in Jacksonville.
Okay.
At least they thought. Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Adam Gase. The owner say he want him.
Gase not going nowhere. They like Gase. Anytime you can hire a coach with their eyes like that, hires them up, coming into the league, you ain't going nowhere.
Man, that's just goes to show you, man. Like you said, a lot of people don't like this because I know I talk about a lot of race relations issues and stuff. I argue with people on Facebook and PE. You don't get into that stuff. But like I always say the black and white thing, like you said about the coaches, like I mean, how else did we see this? Black coaches don't get the opportunities and white coaches
get it. I mean, white coaches get it. I'm always going to go back to Wilkes. I don't know much. I don't know hardly nothing
about Wilkes. How do you hire a man in the middle of a rebuild and then fire him 1 year?
I don't know much about Wilkes, but I know they handling them wrong over there.
Man, they did them dirty, man.
And I know that I ain't never seen that happen to nobody else like that. That's unacceptable. Like, you can't hire nobody and then not give them a chance to. Like, what I'm saying, like it's not like you got a Super Bowl. Like, it ain't like he went and got the Cowboys for 1 year and didn't pan out. Super Bowl ready team that just can't get it together. He got a team that stink, though. The team wasn't ready, got a young quarterback, got everything.
You know, man, worse. They drafted a quarterback that they missed on.
Yeah.
And they missed on him so bad, they bitching towards the end of the year, and then they shipped him out of there. And you fired the coach? How did he have a chance to win?
He didn't have a chance. Like, I think they knew it was a bad hire, or they felt it was a bad hire from jump.
Vance Joseph is the guy we're talking about.
Vance Joseph, yeah.
And he had 2 years with the Broncos, but the Broncos didn't have a quarterback.
He ain't gonna make it.
Didn't have a quarterback.
You know how Elway is. Elway, no matter what, Elway can't find a quarterback. No matter where he go, what he do, he can't get his hands on a good quarterback. So now they got a pretty decent quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Lock.
So we're going to see how that go. And see if they going to get old Joseph a chance.
No, Vance Joseph's out of there.
He gone already? That's what I'm
talking about. He's one they fired.
Oh, they got your boy.
They got the new guy.
Dean, for the Ravens.
Uh-huh. The Ravens guy is the head coach.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Vance Joseph got fired because they said the big thing was it was like
the scapegoat.
The Broncos had consecutive losing seasons since like the 70s.
Dean Pease.
And when they had...
Ain't Dean Pease the coach?
I think so. I think his last name is that.
Something like that.
I'll look it up here in just a second. But, when they had the second losing season, I'm like, but you, what was the guy they had, the big tall dude? They got all that money from Cleveland Browns? No, they traded him out. They gave him all that money, then Cleveland picked him up, and then Cleveland didn't even want him.
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They threw him in.
The Houston Texans.
They threw him in on a trade. Yeah. Ross Detweiler, whatever his name is.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? The big tall dude?
Yeah.
And then they drafted
Osweiler,
whatever his name is. Then they drafted the guy from the University of Memphis, Paxton Lynch.
Yeah,
he didn't work out.
Yeah, he didn't work.
So they missed on so many quarterbacks. Vance Joseph lost his job. That's crazy. Yeah. How do you fire a man when you John Elway shuffling quarterbacks?
John Elway can't find a quarterback.
He's shuffling quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's you see it in Pittsburgh. What a quarterback can do to your team.
Yeah, change your whole dynamic, man.
Like, you can be a
Super Bowl contender to nothing.
To a bottom end top five pick. Because that's why we ended up getting Minka. It's because our quarterback situation, they thought they had a top five pick.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people out for the first for him, but they felt our first was going to be the best first.
Beast mode, Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks are nearing a reunion. Marshawn Lynch flies to Seattle to discuss contract.
Anything.
What's the
bargain? I'm signing something.
Appreciate you.
When it say amount, it say something.
Duck Hodges to start. Duck Hodges to start.
Man.
Look, I'm going to read you the report, B.A. Steelers Hodges to start week 17. Rudolph out multiple weeks. It's the last week of the season, man. Who wrote this?
That's how terrible he is.
He out 7 weeks and one game left.
He's so sorry they gave him more extra weeks to be out.
Yeah, I gotta let you look at it. I'm not lying.
I seen that. I saw it. It came to my phone.
Multiple weeks,
but ain't 1 week left. Boy, they don't even want him to come back next year, boy.
Man. DeSean Jackson could be back for a division round if the Eagles get in. Will the Eagles get in? Will the Eagles beat the Giants?
I swear I don't know.
Hey.
I'm not sure on it.
Hey, gun to head, I say no.
Yeah, I don't like the Eagles, man.
Gun to head, I say no.
I'm surprised
they won three in a row. They're peaking at the right time.
I'm surprised and shocked that they beat the Cowboys.
I am too. When I saw that score 10-0, when I first looked at it, I didn't watch the game from the get-go. When I saw 10-0, I started celebrating, man. If I felt
that was just good enough.
Man, I wanted to do a cartwheel. They had a chance, you know? Man. That meant the Cowboys had to score twice to catch them. I was like, we got a chance here. Ravens will probably rest their starters against y'all. Mm-hmm. Houston Texans have to rest Deshaun Watson against us.
But it don't really matter with us. I don't feel comfortable beating their backups with that side quarterback.
Man.
They scared. They want to lose that game.
Yep.
They scared. They don't want to go there with a 12 game. Nah, you gonna win this next one too. Nah, I'm winning next one. Get on up out of Dodge. Cause y'all going down in the playoffs.
And honestly, man, believe it or not, that's part of the mindset and the strategy, because if we go beat up on the Steelers with no quarterback and then get popped up, we have a bye and then get popped. But that's terrible. If we sat down and try to get a little healthy, get Mark Ingram a little bit healthy against the Steelers, we lose to them. And then the same thing, we get popped. It don't look as bad.
They in trouble.
But now, like you said, it's going to hurt either way for them because it's Super Bowl and bust.
Yeah,
it's
Super Bowl and bust. Everybody. So how Lamar and me going to go down, man? He going down.
Check this out, man. This is stuff that I don't understand. This is good for somebody else. This is somebody's kid that will end up getting a game check this week because they'll get to go on the 53. Doesn't necessarily mean they'll be active for the game, but they get a chance to move up. A.J. Green got put on IR today.
What's
the Bengals doing, man? It's one game left in the season. Why didn't you IR him 8 weeks ago?
Man.
Have you seen A.J. Green this year?
Not one time.
Why they put him on IR on week 17?
I have no idea.
What's the point?
Ain't no point. It don't make sense.
The point. You kept him on the roster that you knew you wasn't playing this entire time. You IR him on week 17.
Yeah. They,
what you trying to do? Who you trying to play? Who you trying to...
It's like they're trying to hide the roster spot.
No, that's definitely a roster spot situation. That's exactly what it is. But what are they doing? Because...
Like, they actually didn't want to pay nobody else a new roster spot that they could pay him, I guess. And they went into the game shorthanded.
Exactly.
Like, to keep... To keep from paying...
Now, this week, somebody going to get a game check?
Left for that 1 week.
Because you done locked up the number one pick?
Yeah.
Man, that's dirty, ain't it, man?
Yeah, that's what they do.
So what if you're a practice squad guy? What if you guys been showing out in practice? And now, this week, they finally going to... You're going to be happy because you're getting that check.
So tell me, how do the practice squad work? Do the same practice squad roll over from year to year? Or
no.
You get a whole new set after the rookie draft? A
whole new set.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that practice squad is a squad that they have based on after you set your final roster. So once the season plays out, that practice squad, you can have practice squad and off-season players. You have to see where it denotes, it says either practice squad or off-season. Mm-hmm. Because somebody that has, like a futures contract in the NBA. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? A two-way?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what it says, practice squad or off-season. Because you can be a part of that team the whole entire off-season and not be a part of when training camp starts. Mm-hmm. You go to OTAs, all that stuff and whatnot. So, yeah. But this situation with A.J. Green is just a money move. But they've been paying him the whole entire time and going into the game short. That's exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
Just to save that extra money every week.
Because you got to pay A.J. Green regardless. But they wouldn't even IR him to put somebody else on the team.
Right. For
that's
like they weren't trying to win.
The league should fine them for doing that, man.
Yeah, because they weren't trying to win no way.
The league should fine them for doing that. They honestly should, man. Zach Ertz got hurt yesterday. Got to have an MRI.
Uh-oh. They definitely going to lose next week to the Giants.
Man, Eli went without Dan Jones then and turned up after the game. Wow.
last hurrah.
Haskins may be out for the finale due to his ankle. Got carted off. Owner called to make sure that he didn't go back into the game.
Didn't want to do what your boy did, huh?
Man. Got a new docuseries that's come out about the theft of Brady's jersey after that Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's crazy, dude. Set that up, plot that one, got it.
Yeah.
Out the locker room.
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing about it. I don't remember that.
Just came across my phone. Ravens to rest all starters versus the Steelers. All of them. Offense and defense, across the board.
So you know what that means, don't you?
So they're going to make a bunch of moves, too. Watch. Their roster should do this right here. Rivers said he's not contemplating retirement. I know I can still do this. Man, get on out of here, boy. Get on out of here. Amari Cooper was mad on the sideline during the final play. Amari Cooper had begged for more deep balls in Sunday's game. He felt that he can beat the cornerback coverage that the Eagles possessed given the situation with their cornerbacks. And he was frustrated.
He might then want to go.
Wow. But you get so frustrated, you sit on the sideline for the last play?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, that's inexcusable to me. That is inexcusable. Man, Pat Mahomes, man, showed out. Had took a little personal against Trubisky, didn't he?
He showed out a little bit. Yeah.
You see what he did?
Oh, wow.
Pulled a little song that thing yesterday. He threw that touchdown, ran off the field, started counting. One, two. Pointing towards them. Pointing towards, because Trubisky was number two. Then he kept going for me. 10.
Yeah, I heard.
Little personality there. I see Mahomes. Wow. Your Lakers, B.A. No, before we get to the Lakers, let's close this show out. We'll talk about the Lakers another time. We'll do them on Thursday. I know you need a lot of help. I know you're crying, you're begging, you're not answering my calls and stuff. You think I'm calling you to mess with you about that. I was calling to talk football.
Now, but you don't call till we lose.
So, y'all lost 3 in a row, so I've been calling a lot lately.
2 days, 3 days.
Who is your Super Bowl? Who's coming out of the NFC? No. Who do you think is going to play for the NFC Championship? Who do you think is going to play for the AFC Championship? And who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? NFC first.
I say Chiefs and Patriots.
NFC first, man.
NFC first.
You got your Niners?
Saints.
Niners. Saints, Niners?
Chiefs and Patriots.
Saints,
Niners. I don't know if it can work like that or what.
Saints, Niners, Chiefs, Patriots. Who plays the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go Patriots, Saints.
Patriots, Saints, who wins it?
Saints.
B.A.! Them back these Saints over here.
They're a good team, man.
Raymond, did you hear your cousin?
When they beat y'all outdoors, I knew they were ready. You remember the fault with them when they couldn't go beat nobody outdoors?
Yeah.
They beat y'all in Tennessee. They done did something. Bottom line.
They won.
Starting quarterback was out, and my running back.
Listen, they beat us. I'm not making no excuses. They beat us. Chris Martin, congratulations, man. You won.
You better pick on somebody your own side.
There you go. Stay away from high school when you're in middle school. I got you. Yeah. Y'all won. So you say the Saints will win the Super Bowl. I'm going to go. I'm going to go in the NFC Championship. I'm going to go with the 49ers. I just can't pick those Saints, man. I'm going to go 49ers versus the Saints. 49ers beating the Saints in the NFC, advance to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to go in the AFC. I'm going to go Chiefs, Ravens. With the Chiefs beating the Ravens. And then 49ers beating the Chiefs for the championship.
Chiefs ain't losing. They get that. They get that now. They ain't going to lose.
That's my pick.
That's a good pick, though.
Niners, Chiefs. Niners beat the Chiefs.
But you notice both of us didn't have the Ravens in there.
No. Because I think the Chiefs can absolutely beat the Ravens. I think that Belichick can absolutely beat the Ravens the second time around.
I mean, yeah, I already know this.
I think my team, if we get in, can beat the Ravens because they're a good team. They play great defense. But I think you really can make them one-dimensional.
That's what I'm saying. Either way, make them where you got to stay in the pocket or make them where, you know, where he got to beat you from the pocket or make him where he
can. Now, don't get me wrong. Kenny Mack, the Ravens can get out there and run the table like they've been doing and go straight to the Super Bowl and be great, and I will applaud you and salute you. I just think they can get.
But ain't no what adversity.
I think the adversity is coming in the playoffs, and I don't think y'all gonna like it. I think it's gonna leave a bitter beer taste in your mouth. Yeah,
cause where's the adversity? Like, you ever known somebody that win 11 games in a row then go win the Super Bowl?
No, never happens. They always get knocked off.
Yeah, I mean that's just what it is.
And this is why I always say wild card teams are dangerous in the playoffs. Every year.
But most teams be wild card winning.
Like the Pittsburgh Steelers?
But I'm just saying most wild cards win. Because they play
and fight and the claw. They had to get their
adversity. So pressure pack game. What pressure pack game are you ready to play?
Yeah, exactly. They've been cruising.
Chiefs is my pick, though, to win it all.
That's a good pick.
Really because good. They're the hottest team right now. Clicking on all cylinders. This man back at the playground again.
You ain't kidding, boy. Look at this throw. Look at that throw.
Man, that's a baseball
shot. He threw it under somebody's armpit.
That's a double play short toss. From a shortstop to the second baseman.
Crazy. And you know what else I like about that man, about the Chiefs? Everybody competes hard for that guy, man.
Listen, you see Suggs coming in and making Noah?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Everybody competes hard, man. Like
Suggs was happy. He was tickled to death that day he went to the Chiefs.
Just have a chance.
He like, man, I can get another Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. You going to turn it
he
up.
He know that man. Lamar Jackson ain't going to hold up.
Dumpster Juice Radio, man. Like, share, subscribe. We out.
Section, roll with my protection. Who gon' die next? Ain't tryna get elected. Riding by myself. Time for some reflection. I feel like a young boss, nigga that's thankful for his blessings. I can't even lie. I ain't even flexing. Block for me, black man. No, they tryna stretch us. I ain't tryna preach. I ain't tryna lash. When you make your first million cash, you gon' feel the pressure. Just wanna feel a thrust. Wanna feel a texture. Drop top braids, wanna feel successful. Wanna chase a guy, never chase a message. Never stop grinding, cherish no possessions. We ain't get accepted, we just reinvest. Thanks what I expected.